One reason why I created the Poetry Slam was to provide an alternative to the passive consumption of TV ideas and images. In the early 80s, performance artists such as Laurie Anderson and Eric Bogosian challenged the preconceptions of what art was supposed to be and do by breaking form and tampering with the edges of accepted conventions. It had a great influence on the poetry community, especially in Chicago. And it certainly wasn't passive.
Wait, mister. Which way's home? They turn the light out and the dark is moving in the corner. There are no signposts in this room. Four ladies over 80 in diapers, every one of them.
Shortly after Sin Salach and her musical collaborator Mark Messing entered into the body of the Slam, they mixed up the medias, pulled off the old skin, and created a performance arts ensemble called the Loofah Method that evolved into 10 Tongues.
And I can feel the tune they played the night they left me in this private institution on a hill. Imagine it, a radio playing, and everyone here was crazy. I liked it and danced in a circle. Music pours over the sense, and in a funny way, music sees more than I mean, it remembers better. Remembers the first night here. It was the strangled cold of November. Even the stars were strapped in the sky, and that moon too bright, forking through the bars to stick me with a singing in the head. I have forgotten all the rest. They lock me in this chair at 8 a.m. and there are no signs to tell the way. Just the radio beating to itself and the song that remembers more than I.
La, la, Sin was a member of the first National Slam team. Mark was and is an avant-garde sound experimenter. They brought to the stage film, video, music, art, gadgets, and poetry, all in one package. And we worshiped them.
The night I came, I danced a circle and was not afraid. Mister,